Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. I am very honored that Bhai Sahib and his colleagues have called me once again to the Khalsa camp, and it's nice to see what you were like on Monday. And after all these days, I haven't been here and I've come back. I can see a visible transformation. Changes And I would say that this is Guru Sahib's kirpa. Jis tarah apne gal kiti si ke Gurbani is paras, is a philosopher's stone. It changes iron to gold. And in the same way, Gurbani transforms people's life. That is what the Guru is for. It's for transformation. And I've seen in the last 4 days ke thode mukhre kis tarah de san and what you are now. Yes, you are very tired. Yeah? I can see that you're all very tired. And sleepy, and your bones are hurting. Right? The mattresses weren't that good, right? But they're not bad, not bad. And the pillars were not bad. I have seen worse. But I think the Sai Simran Rat, the Kirtan Kitaya, and then waking up for the nitname, and then coming back for a lecture, you know, it's probably the last thing you want to do. Right? It's really hard on your system. But like all Khalsa camps, you know, it only lasts for 4 or 5 days, and that's it. But hopefully, this time, you've all got these leaflets, Khalsa talks. Hopefully, this year, things will be different, because my VGs are going to try to continue the themes from the Khalsa camp. So, but I will ask you to bear with me for the next hour. 1 hour vaste koshish karo to really give it your best shot, to stay awake and to join me in a discussion. Mere naal lalke. Is it okay ki apa thodi English bhi boliye, thodi Punjabi bhi boliye? Is that okay? Or do you want me to be just on English or just Punjabi?
Mixed.
Just Punjabi. Theek hai, that's okay as well. But for the sake of keeping calm, I will do both. Agar you don't understand something, please write it down. We've got an hour, and I know that we're probably going to go a little bit over, and I'm going to try my best to keep within the time frame. So some of the things I'm going to rush through, and so you have to bear with me when I just rush through some of the things, because I think that you probably already dealt with that subject before. The talk is about Sikhism, and Sikhism being an original, matlab, ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਐਸੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈਗੀ ਆ ਜੋ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖੀ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਦੇਖਣਗੇ ਸੋ ਇਟਸ ਐਨ ਓਰਿਜਨਲ ਉਸਦਾ ਪਹਿਰਾਵਾ ਇਸਦਾ ਹੋਂਦ ਉਸਦੀ ਬਣਤਰ ਇਟਸ ਡਿਸਟਿੰਕਟ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਐਲਸ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਦੀ ਮੌਜ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਣੀ ਗਈ It's a revealed religion, and above all, it is a complete religion. Is there which koi kaat nahi, na koi vada, na koi kaat. It is absolutely pure and complete. This is what the talk is about. And I would like to say right from the beginning that jo bhi main kahunga, main usse maafi nahi mangda, kyunki it is going to be based on the revealed word kyunki is gurbani de parthai a discussion hai us cheez di main maafi nahi mangda I am not going to apologize stating the obvious which is gurbani but is there which there is not meant to be an offense to anyone else we're not trying to offend any other religion or dharm but because gurbani is a revealed religion a revealed word revealed da matlab hunda hai ki turo aiye ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਦੀ ਆਪ ਬੋਲੀ ਹੋਈ ਬਾਣੀ ਆ ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਮਾਫੀ ਮੰਗਣਾ ਅਨੁਕੂਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਪਰ ਅਗਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਕੋਈ ਭੁੱਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ ਇੰਟਰਪ੍ਰੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਪ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਮਤ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਮੈਂ ਕੁਛ ਕਹਿ ਦਵਾਂ ਉਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣ ਹੀ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਮਾਫੀ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਖਿਮਾ ਕਰ ਦੇਣੀ ਆਈ ਆਸਕ ਫੋਰ ਯੋਰ ਟਰਸਟ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਫਰਗਿਵ ਮੀ Anybody want to give me a definition of their definition of what a religion might be? What do you think is a religion?
An institution.
Institution?
A way of life.
A way of life?
I can't think of it.
He can't think?
It's a way of life.
Way of living.
Way of living.
Path to find the way to go.
Okay, so we've got a few ideas of what religion might be, and which is fine. Some people would say, in the terms of Western thinking, it's the way you practice something. It's the way you practice certain rites. It could be that you belong to a certain group, that could be a religion, or that you follow a certain behavior, even that is sometimes considered a religion. But ik hoor lafas aga apne gurbani de vich, which might be used for religion. What is that word? Hanji? Tarum. Yeah, tarum. And the simple translation of tarum is? Nee, simple translation of tarum da bas, matlab aam panjabi de vich, tarum da matlab ki. Duty. Rightful living, righteousness, sachai, sache rasta, sachya, sache rasta apnana, usnu kehnde ne tarum, aam boli de vich. But what is tarum according to Guru Arjan Dev Ji? Guru Arjan Dev Ji kehnde ne sarv tarum hai, shresh tarum. Sarya tarum to sab to shresh tarum ki hai. What is the best religion of all? Guru Sahib kehnde ne har ko naam, naam japna, apni sochni pure rakhni, ते जो कम करने वो भी प्योर रखने सो अकॉर्डिंग टू गुरु अर्जन देव जी धर्म की जो कोई डेफिनेशन है तो धर्म की डेफिनेशन ये है नाम जपना अपने ख्याल बिल्कुल सच रखने ते और अपने जो कर्म ने वॉट यू डू एंड वॉट यू थिंक मस्ट बी प्योर इन एक्शन निर्मल कर्म दैट इज इफ देर इज अ डेफिनेशन ऑफ धर्म दैन गुरु अर्जन देव जी ने कहा कि यह हैगा धर्म धर्म जो चीज़ हैगी है वो हरेक बंदे दे विच धर्म है क्योंकि वी ऑल हैव an essence of a way of life. We all have the ability to follow the right path, correct? So it taram actually sade andar hai, because we are able to follow that taram. Aisa samjh lo ke sade andar ek atmak jyot vi hai, jo hai atal taram. Je koi taram hai, te taram da sab to sir mokh hai akal purkh. Akal purkh sade andar ek jyot prakash hai, so sade andar ek taram hai. ते वो जड़ा धर्म है एक शक्ति है वो एक जोत स्वरूप है जो गुरु साहब जी ने श्री जपजी साहब के मूल मंत्र दे विच किया है एक ओंकार बाणी बोलन तो संकोच ना करिया करो क्योंकि जिस तरह कहते ने गुरु साहब कहने कहते पवित्र सुनते सब धन लिखती कुल तारिया जियो कहते पवित्र जड़े लोग जड़े मनुख बाणी नू बोलन गए दे विल बिकम प्योर कहते पवित्र सुनते सब धन जड़े सुनन गए दोज हु लिसन टू बाणी आर ग्रेट दोज हु राइट गुरबाणी देयर जनरेशंस विल बी सेव्ड दिस इज सिंपली लिसनिंग बोलिंग एंड राइटिंग गुरबाणी दिस इज हाउ ग्रेट पारस कला ऑफ गुरबाणी इज सो बाणी बोलन तो संकोच ना करो सो के डट के बोलिया करो जे मैं कोई बाणी दी तुक बोलांगा तो तुसी डट के बोलो ना सो गुरु साहब कहंदे ने के मन तू जोत स्वरूप है अपना मूल पहचान के ओ माय माइंड यू आर द एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ दैट सचा लाइट डिवाइन लाइट तू जोत प्रकाश तेरे अंदर है उसनू देखने की कोशिश कर क्योंकि तू उन्हें देखेगा यू विल सी इट एंड दैन यू विल रैकगनाइज योर ओरिजन सो वॉट गुरु साहब कहते मन हर जी तेरे नाल है गुरमति रंग मान के रिमेंबर दैट दैट गॉड्स प्रकाश ज्योत इज इनसाइड यू एंड बाय रिमेंबरिंग दैट आल्सो रिमेंबर द गुरुज टीचिंग एंड एंजॉय द सच्चा प्यार मूल पछाने ता सहो जाने मरण जीवन की सोजी होई वंस यू एक्नॉलेज योर ओरिजिन के यू हैव कम फ्रॉम गॉड यू शैल नो अबाउट गॉड एंड देन यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड अबाउट this question about life and death, what life and death is all about. So, apna sare da farz banda hai as human beings, plus as Sikhs, to identify that taram. Apne andar jo taram hai, apne andar jo religion hai, asli religion, which is ordained by God, o jadi light hai, o sare andar hai, and Guru Sahib kehnde ne, oh my mind, recognize that, ke tu o mool pachan, tu os taram nu pachan. That is the reason why you have come into this world. So, Sikh is a seeker. Sikh word comes from which Sanskrit word? Simple. Shisha. Which is a seeker of something, a student. ਅਤੇ ਸਿੱਖਸ ਆਰ ਸੀਕਰਸ ਆਫ ਟਰੂਥ ਅਤੇ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਸਿੱਖ ਤੂੰ ਆਇਆ ਕਿਉਂ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਇਸ ਮਨੁੱਖਾ ਜਨਮ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਤੂੰ ਆਇਆ ਇਸ ਕਿਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੈ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਗੋਨ ਥਰੂ ਦਿਸ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਭਾਈ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਮਾਨੁਖ ਦੇਹਰੀਆ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦਿਸ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਪੁਰੇ ਡਾ ਦੇਹ ਭਾਈ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਮਾਨੁਖ ਦੇਹਰੀਆ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਮਿਲਣ ਕੀ ਇਹ ਤੇਰੀ ਬਰੀਆ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਕਮ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਐਲਸ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਯੂਸਫੁਲ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਜੁਆਇਨ ਦ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਆਫ ਦ ਹੋਲੀ ਸਿੱਖਸ ਐਂਡ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਤੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਜਾ ਤੂੰ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਕਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਪਰ ਅਸਲੀ ਕੀ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਨੋਟ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਮੈਂ ਜਪ ਤੱਕ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਕੋਈ ਡਿਸਿਪਲਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਨੋ ਸੈਲਫ ਰਿਸਟ੍ਰੇਂਟ ਔਰ ਰਾਈਟਿਅਸ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਕੋਈ ਧਰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਨੋਟ ਐਕਨੋਲੇਜ ਦੈਟ ਦੈਟ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਸੇਵਾ ਸਾਧ ਨਾ ਜਾਣਿਆ ਹਰਾਇਆ ਕਹੋ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਮ ਨੀਚ ਕਰਮਾ ਸਰਨ ਪਰੇ ਕੀ ਰਾਖੋ ਸਰਮਾ ਇਹ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਹੈ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਐਵਰੀ ਡੇ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਨ ਐਸੈਂਸ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਡੂ ਇਟ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨੋਟ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਜੋਤ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਇਨਸਾਈਡ ਅਸ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਟਰੂ ਪਾਥ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਵਿਸ਼ ਟੂ ਫੋਲੋ ਨੋਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ all other things around us are going to be useless. So, in order to understand the origin of Sikh Dharam, we must look at what the world was like when Guru Nanak Patshahji came into this world. Guru Nanak Patshahji came here about 500 years ago. Te onane jo bhi dekhya, what they saw, they witnessed, and they recorded it, and they discoursed about it, they talked about it, oh Gurbani de vich. So, Guru Nanak ਦੀਆਂ ਨਜ਼ਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੋ ਮਨੁੱਖਾਂ ਦਾ ਹਾਲ ਸੀਗਾ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਕਿ ਵਾਈ ਸਿੱਖ ਧਰਮ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਉਂ ਆਉਣਾ ਪਿਆ ਵਾਈ ਡਿਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟੂ ਟੀਚ ਦਿਸ ਪਾਥ ਟੂ ਗੋਡ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰਿੰਗ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਅਲਟੀਮੇਟ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਟੀਚਰ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਅਲਟੀਮੇਟ ਟੀਚਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦ ਸੇਵੀਅਰ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਇਨ ਸਿੱਖਿਜ਼ਮ ਬਾਕੀ ਨੌ ਜੋਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਨਾਈਨ ਜੋਤਸ ਬਟ ਵਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਡਿਵਾਈਨਲੀ ਅਪੋਇੰਟਿਡ ਉਹ ਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਨੇ ਆਪ ਭੇਜਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਆਪ ਟਿਕਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਰਿਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਬੋਂਡੇਜ ਦੈਟ ਮੈਨਕਾਈਂਡ ਵਾਜ ਬਾਉਂਡ ਡਾਊਨ ਵਿਦ ਆਫ ਮਾਇਆ ਸੋ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸਟੇਟ ਆਫ ਮੈਨਕਾਈਂਡ ਜਨਰਲੀ ਸਪੀਕਿੰਗ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਵਾਂਟ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਮੰਗਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਮੰਗਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਵਾਂਟ ਮੋਰ ਐਂਡ ਮੋਰ ਐਂਡ ਮੋਰ ਵਾਈ ਡੂ ਵੀ ਵਾਂਟ ਮੋਰ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਈ ਅਮੈਸਿੰਗ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵੀ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਅਚੀਵ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਔਨ ਮੰਡੇ ਸੰਪਨੀ ਸੈਡ ਕਿ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਮ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਫੋਰ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਹੈਪੀ ਟਰੂ we all want to be happy which is why we do everything that we do whether it's buying a car makan khareedna doing our studies going to college whatever it is it's done in order to become happy because we think that by doing this course we will become a doctor or a dentist or whatever a pharmacist teacher and then we can earn money and then we'll be happy we need money we can buy a car we can buy a house we eat food to be happy we everything that we do is due to desire but do you think these desires are fulfilled Do you think any of our desires are fulfilled? When you buy a car, how long does it take before you start looking at other people's cars? Come on, guys. I know you got your BMs and Mercs out there. Yeah, but once you buy it, you know you want something else, don't you? Yeah, you got a 5 series, then you want a 7 series, isn't it? Then you got your Mercs, and then you want a sports Merc and your coupes. Yeah, and then suits. What about the suits that we buy? Yeah, £20. Then £30, then you look at somebody else, £90, even that doesn't mean anything. Then you want to go for £150 and then say, oh, £250, so what? Karlo, ik dafe khirna le lo. Yeah? Doesn't matter. Kyunki apniya manga nahi puriya hundiya. And which is the reason why we are in pain. Guru Sahib kehnde ne nanak dukhiya sab sansar. So this maya, this illusion of happiness, this illusion that asi koi cheez le lavange and we will become happier, is really an illusion and I want to take you through very quickly of what Guru Sahib says the state of the world is Guru Sahib ne ek jagah to ek pahar it is like a smoke it's just a puff of smoke it's not really there it just vanishes after a little while like the shade that sun comes and the shade is there and then it suddenly disappears Guru Sahib kehnde ne tan sampe maya sanchiye ante dukhdai that in the end all of this will cause pain wealth property will bring pain in the end. Homes, mansions, palaces, houses of unknown value. It will never go with you. You may breed horses of different colors. You may have, this is could be reference to BMWs and Mercs and of ultimate colors and engine sizes. It will not be of any use, right? Guru Nanak Pashkan, Jananak Naam Te Aaya, Gurmukh Sukh Pai. It is only through Naam, blessed by the Guru, that the Gurmukh remains in peace. All the rest is an illusion. It is Dukhdai illusion. So, Guru Sahib Kandane, okay, Guru Arjan Dev Ji, even Vade Vade Rajan or Pooman Taaki Trishan Nabuji, that even the kings, the landlords, and there are plenty of landlords even among you, because we've suddenly learned, the Sikh population, the Indians, that you can buy houses and rent them out and become very rich. And I know of a lot of little groups of Sikhs who've got together and they're buying houses because they want to become really wealthy and hopefully happy. But we know that will not cause happiness. We know that. Okay, Guru Sahib da atal bachana, it will not bring happiness. So, desires, kings, landlords, Guru Sahib kandane, are never satisfied. Bikhya mein kin hi tripta na pai. Kise ne bhi tripti nahi pai. Nobody has been satisfied. So, Guru Sahib is shabad vich kandane, ke people have become intoxicated by wealth. They are blinded by this illusion of maya. And there is no satisfaction in sin and corruption. Because all of this leads you away from God. Definition of maya. Quickly, definition of maya. Anand Sahib Devich. Hanji. A maya, jit har visre. What is maya? When we talk about maya, we're not talking about money. We're talking about this world of illusion. Guru Sahib can the definition. Guru Amar Das Ji. A maya, jit har visre. Anything that makes you forget God is maya. Whether it's your wife, your children, your exams, your cars, your houses, anything. Anything that makes you forget God is maya. E maya, jit har visre, mo upaje, that you become attached to it, mo upaje, pao duja laya, and that you forget God's respect and you start respecting other things and dar of other things more than God itself. That is maya. And I would say that everything that we do, except for Naam, Kirtan, Bani, and Sachi Seva, everything is Maya. Or sab kush Maya hi Maya hai. But the Guru has taught us a pure path, oh hagi Gurmat, leading a way that has been taught by the Guru. And I will show, hopefully in the next few minutes, that this is a perfect path which leads to fulfillment and true happiness. Nobody likes anything to be incomplete. Koi bhi adhuri cheez kise nu bhi changi nahi lagdi. If you were to wear trousers without a zip, would you wear them? You sure? Yeah, check. Okay, he's alright. Would you wear a shirt without buttons? They're supposed to have buttons and buttons are missing. No way. Would you go out with a suit that has or the seen ni changi lagi hoyi, whatever? Would you wear it?
No.
Why not?
Because, I don't know. Why don't
you wear it?
Because it doesn't look nice.
Because it's not nice. Who says it's not nice?
Well, you think it yourself.
You think it yourself or others will look at it and say?
Both.
Yeah, because it doesn't like. Would you drive a car with three tires on it?
I wouldn't be able to drive it. Because
you would be able to. Yeah, but would you?
No.
Would you wear shoes without laces on?
No.
They'll come off and you... Actually, she hasn't got any laces. All right. So, kehna matlab hai aapka, we will never do anything that is not complete. Adhuri cheez kade bhi kise nu changi nahi lagdi. Yeah? Why is it ke adhure bande theek hai? Why do we accept people who are not complete? Nothing else is complete. And we don't like it. You will not do it. You will not wear it. Would you go to a college where it gives you a degree that you don't actually pass at the end because they don't give you a certificate at the end? You would never do it. We will never take on something that is adhuri. But, asi apni zindagi, we are very satisfied to accept everything that our life is incomplete and we are okay about that. It's okay. We are able to take on a way that is incomplete. Well, that's not good enough for Guru Sahib. Guru Sahib ne oh panth rachaya haga jisda haga bol pure ka kiya sab kich pura vaad kaat kich nahi. Gurmat panth, the Guru's way is not more, not less, it is pura, because it has been ordained and been mastered by the master of all masters, Akal Purkh himself. So we are not happy with being incomplete with anything. And my question to you is, why do we accept things that are incomplete within yourself? Remember the circle we drew about our lives, which are unbalanced? Yeah? We accept it. It's okay. We don't exercise. They say, chalo chhado pare. Right? If we become ill because our weight is increasing, we become obese, diabetes, and blood pressure, we say, it's okay. We accept it. It's all right. Te apa khaijiye, soinjiye, gurdwara once a month chaliye, koi na. We are so unbalanced, so we have accepted to be incomplete. And that is a state of sleepiness, of just going to sleep and not thinking about it. So I want to nudge you a bit and say, okay, why? Why do you do that? Why do we do that? Guru Sahib then looked at, before we look at why Sikhism is complete, distinct religion, want to look through the eyes of Guru Nanak. Okay, what is man? What is the state of humankind? The Guru Sahib Dasre ne, I'll go through this. See Raag Mehla Pehla, Guru Nanak Pasha Ji's Shabad. Lab Kutta, Kood Chuda, Thag Khada Murdar. So Shabad is there. So Guru Sahib is saying that greed is like a dog. How many of dogs are here today? How many dogs are here today? Yeah, there are a lot of dogs here today. Yeah? How many are filthy street sweepers who lie? How many of us lie? Chooth bolna ek rau riti ban gayi hai apne samaj vich. In our people, Punjabis, to say, to speak lies has become a part and parcel of our lives. We lie here, we lie there, we lie at work, we tax evasions and this and kam kar here, there, everywhere. Even in gurdwaras and this and that, we tell all these sort of lies and lies and lies. But Guru Sahib says that lies is like filthy street sweepers. What about cheating? How many of us are eating rotting carcasses? Guru Sahib Kandir, cheating is like people who eat dead bodies. What about Ninda Kanni? Ninda is like eating others' filth. That is like, you know, filth. You understand what I mean? Yeah? Eating others' filth. So I couldn't find a proper name for it. I could have done some medical term here, but I left it at filth. Guru Sahib kehnde ninda inni mari hai, it is like kise da gand khana. What about how many of us burn others' bodies, dead bodies at the crematorium? Anger. Guru Sahib kehnde anger is like people who are outcasted and have to burn dead bodies. Mari misande which arthina sadhana is like anger. Te Guru Sahib kehnde ne ke in this way, we are all trapped in the rust of it all. How many of us really feel great when you've done a bit of ninda? Feels good, doesn't it? Thoda changi ninda hogi, yeah? Changa bande nu ragad do, you know? Thoda khor, thoda maar do. And thoda like karke, thoda khor like kar do. Swaad aunda vicho. It is rust. The Guru Sahib kehnde ne ke in this homme, in this self-conceited praise, these are my actions, O my Lord. So these are the actions of an imperfect man. And again, Guru Sahib, that's why ras soina, ras rupa, kaman, ras parmal ki vas. These are the kind of ras that we enjoy. Pleasures of gold, of silver, money, of women, of fragrances, of horses, of having good mattresses. How many tried to change the mattresses? Because they were a bit, yeah. Soft furnishings and eating changiya rotiya, gulab jamna, rasgulle, and then tidni parda, and see one more and more. Guru Sahib kehnde ne ke sweets and meals. Guru Sahib kehnde ne ke okay, theek hai, sade vich eh ras hage ne, but then how on earth can Waheguru be inside you when there is all of these ras inside you? When there is no other place for it left, how can God, how can Guru come there? If you've got all of these already full up in yourselves. So plentiful are the pleasures of the body. Kai kat naam nivas. Ete ras sarir ke. Kai kat naam nivas. How can God dwell in your heart when all of these are already there? So that was looking at man. What about the society in general? Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj da farman hai, Nau fakire paadshah murakh pandit nau. And in this Shabad, Guru Sahib says that beggars today have become kings and rulers. And I would say if you look around you even now, in every state, in every country of this world, this is the truth. This is the ultimate truth which Guru Nanak Dev Ji, through Guru Angad Dev Ji, has said. Beggars are kings and rulers. Blockheads have set themselves as scholars. They're actually stupid, ignorant people. Guru Sahib says, those who think that they're dealing with gems are actually blind. This is the style of living in the world today. He says, scoundrels and mischievous men have become leaders. And this is true. Again, apne leaders with chati maro. Look at our leaders. And Guru Sahib kehnde ne, illat ka nau chaudhri, kudi pure thao. And that this is a liar has become to be known as a perfect man. And Guru Sahib kehnde ke, such is the character of the day we live in, this Kaljug. But in this Kaljug, only the Gurmukh, jede Gurmukh naam japan wale, rehat wale sikh ne, they know this. And only they know the true path. So the true path was shown by Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And this was a mission that Akal Purkh Aap Guru Sahib Nu Tik Ke, as a Guru, sent Guru Nanak Dev Ji Patshah to this world. Guru Sahib kehnde ne, jai sau chanda ukwe, suraj, ete chanan hondeya, Gurbin Kondar, Sadguru Nanak Pargatya Mitti Tund, Jag Chanan Hua, Suni Pukar, Akal Purkh Ne Pukar Suni. Mankind in this state was so much pitiful that God listened to the Pukar of the world. Guru Sahib, Pai Gurdas Likhte Ne, Suni Pukar Datar Prabh Guru Nanak Jag Mahe Pathaya. That is the reason why Guru Nanak Dev Ji was sent to this world. What is the core belief of Guru Nanak Dev Ji? And you know this. And we underestimate our Mool Mantar. When we talked about Naam, let me also say that jithe main darsan di koshish kiti si ke Naam japan kitna zaruri hai, this is what Guru Sahib is saying, te othe it's not stopping you from reading Bani. Bani utni hi lazmi hai. It is as important to read Bani and meditate on Bani as it is to read, to do Naam Simran. Because Gurbani is the lighthouse. Gurbani will show you the way. Naam is in essence your duty as a human being. But Gurbani is the light. It's a lighthouse. Gurbani ne hi thonu Akal Purkh de kol le jana hai. Gurbani is the light. And that light in essence is in the whole of the Guru Granth Sahib, is in essence of the Mool Mantar. The Mool Mantar nu japna koi choti gal nahi hai, bahut vaddi gal hai, which is why the Gur Mantar is Waheguru, Mool Mantar is Mool Mantar. It is the essence of Sikhi. Te ehda vi abhyas karna unna hi lazmi hai Sikh nu. And within it is the essence of all of Sikhi, that Sikh ik hai, Akal Purkh ik hai, Guru is ik, ik Omkar. Satnam, our whole life of a Sikh is about truth. Satnam, Karta Purkh, he is a Akal Purkh ki creator hai gai, Akal Purkh Karta Purkh hai gai. And good Sikhs are unique in the sense that they create things for the whole of mankind as well. They are without fear, nirpao ne, nirvair ne, they are without hate, just like Akal Purkh. Guru Sahib kehnde ne, har jan aisa chahiye, jaisa har hi hoye. A Sikh, a human should be like God himself. Har jan aisa chahiye, jaisa har hi hoye. That is what a Guru Sikh should be like. That is what man should be like God himself. And what is God? He's here. Ik Omkar, Satnam, Karta Purkh, Nirpao, Nirvair, Akal Murat, Ajunni, Sahbhang, Gur Prasad. He realized through the Guru's grace, as we talked about last time. Now, I want to look at what is it about Sikhism that is so unique. Bearing in mind that Guru Patshah was transparent and frank, bilkul mood fat jawab. He was nirpa, he was nirvad as well. He wasn't being mean to people, trying to undermine them or condemn them. He was being honest and frank to them, which is why he stood up to people like Babur. At a small age, he went to Babur, a Mughal, like the worst Taliban you could ever dream of, father of all Talibans. And Guru Nanak Dev Ji goes up to Babur and says, "Ketu Babur to Jabir, you're an evil man." And he got, you know, I would say got away with it, but he had the gall to be honest and direct. And so Guru Nanak Pasha's Sikhi uprooted deep-seated hypocrisy. They rejected all the prevalent religious practices, jitne bhi hor atarmi, tarm san, onanu reject kita. He formed a unique, separate faith of his own. And this was done not by himself because he felt like it. He woke up one day and he said, "Oh, I think I better form a new religion here." And he woke up and he went around the whole world trying to teach it. He didn't do that. He had no business to do that. God called him. So Guru Nanak, through the 9 gurus, which were his jyot, showed all of this. And I want to take you through their own words, through Bani, of this mission to uproot and reject all the other faiths that were there. So what is this faith? Number one, that Guru Nanak Pasha Ji showed that there is only one supreme God. And you might think, "Oh, well, that's old hat now." But you'll be wrong. If you look at Christianity, if you look at Islam, if you look at Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and every kind of isms there are in the world, kise ne vi akal purukh ik akal purukh da aisa tandora, aisa with zeal. Nobody has done that kind of prachar except for Guru Sahib. And right in Japji Sahib, he broke away all of this rubbish, nonsense that was existing at the time, that there may be this God and that God, and this God made the lightning, and this God did this, and Hanuman came and struck this water, and this earth was made, and so on. And so right in Guru Sahib's pehli bani, Japji Sahib, Guru Sahib kehne ke gurmukh nadang, gurmukh vedang, gurmukh rehasamai, gur isar, gur gorakh barma, Gur Parvati Mai Gura Ik Devu Jai Sabna Jiyanka Ikadata Soma Visarna Jai. He totally rejected the existence of other small gods and deities that could have created the world. And his belief was in only one true God. Bilkul Ik Sach. There is no other that can stand in front of him. In here, Gurmukh Nadang da Matlab Gekti, the Guru's word, Guru da Shabad. Guru da Shabad hi Nadang hai, Guru da Shabad hi Ved hai, Guru da Shabad hi sare paase samaya hoya hai. Te Guru hi Isar hai, Guru matlab Akal Purkh, Guru hi Isar hai, Gorakh hai, Barma hai. These were the 3 deities that the Hindus had created the world. And Guru Nanak Pasha said, "Nonsense, there is no such thing. There is only one God." Guru ne manu e samjaya ke there is only one God, none other than that. So Guru Sahib then went on to break the hypocrisy about the creation of the world. He says, "All right, pandits, right? If you really know that when the world was made, then why didn't you write it in your Qurans? Then if the Muslims had known about it, why didn't the Qazis write it in their Quran? Vaktana payo kadiya. When was the day? Why didn't the yogis write the month and the season for the creation? Because that's nonsense. To deliberate on these nonsensical man-made theories is nonsense." I watched a documentary pichle hafte about the Roman Catholic Church and how for almost 1,000 years they went through so much problems because each century went along, and then Einstein came along, and then Newton came along, and they challenged all the so-called prophecies within the Bible and the Old Testament. He did a simple experiment. Oh, kehnde ke sari ek tartiya is ਇਸ ਧਰਤੀ ਦੇ ਆਲੇ ਦੁਆਲੇ ਘੁੰਮਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ, ਦੈਟ ਅਰਥ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸ, ਐਂਡ ਗੈਲੀਲੀਓ ਐਂਡ ਨਿਊਟਨ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਦੀਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਪ੍ਰੂਵਡ ਦਮ ਐਬਸੋਲੂਟਲੀ ਰੋਂਗ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸਪੋਸਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਅ ਡਿਵਾਈਨ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਟਰੂਥ ਇਜ਼ ਇੰਬੋਡੀਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਟੈਸਟਮੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਾਈਬਲ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪੁਰਾਨ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ 500 ਈਅਰਸ ਅਗੋ ਵਿਚ ਟੈਲੀਸਕੋਪ ਡਿਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਯੂਜ਼? ਡਿਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਟੈਲੀਸਕੋਪ? ਡਿਡ ਹੀ ਡੂ ਸਮ ਐਕਸਪੈਰੀਮੈਂਟਸ? ਨੋ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੋਡ ਟੋਲਡ ਹਿਮ. ਗੋਡ ਟੋਲਡ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਨਸੈਂਸ. Guru Sahib rejected all of this. And Newton did an experiment. They said that the rainbow was also of divine origin. Ke Rab ne a rainbow banaya. And Newton says, okay. So he pours some water in his mouth and he spat it out with a light coming out from a prism. And when he did that, when the splattering of his washed out water from his mouth, it made a rainbow effect. And do you know what they did? He was he used to live in a monastery. A monk actually found this out, and then Newton took this up with experiments in prisms and so on. They imprisoned him and killed him. ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਝੂਠ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਬਾਈਬਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਕੌਣ ਹੋਇਆ ਕਹਿਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਟੂ ਚੇਂਜ ਆਲ ਦੇਅਰ ਥਿੰਕਿੰਗ ਬਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੈਜ਼ ਰਿਮੇਨਡ ਐਬਸੋਲੂਟਲੀ ਟਰੂ ਐਂਡ ਫਰਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਡੇ ਐਂਡ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਰੀਸੈਂਟਲੀ ਦੇ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਅਨਦਰ ਪਲੈਨਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਗੈਲੈਕਸੀ ਯਾ ਦੇ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਅਨਦਰ ਪਲੈਨਟ ਹੈਵਨ ਦੇ ਵੈਲ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਟਾਕ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵੁੱਡ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵੇਸਟਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਟਾਈਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਰਿਜੈਕਟਿਡ ਕਲੇਮਸ ਮੇਡ ਬਾਈ ਇਸਲਾਮ ਇਨ ਹਿੰਦੂਇਜ਼ਮ ਰਿਗਾਰਡਿੰਗ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ Because he said that these were just suppositions and assertions. ਇਹ ਆਪੋ ਬਣੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿਸ ਯੂਸਲੈਸ ਵੇਸਟ ਆਫ ਟਾਈਮ ਡੋਂਟ ਡੂ ਇਟ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਇਨ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਯੂ ਵੋਂਟ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਯੂ ਵੋਂਟ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਕਿ ਹਾਊ ਮਨੀ ਵਰਡਸ ਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਡਸਨਟ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੋਜ਼ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੀਸ ਆਰ ਸੁਪੋਜ਼ੀਸ਼ਨਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਗੋਡ ਕੈਨ ਨੋ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਆਊਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਰਿਵੀਲਡ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟੀਕਲ ਵੇ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਅ ਟਰੂਥਫੁਲ ਲਾਈਫ devoted to serving the Akal Purakh by meditating on Naam. So Guru Sahib again says in Japji Sahib, ke Patal, can everybody say this? Okay. Now, the reason I asked you to say it is because we also need to be good in grammar. Huh? This is not Patala Patal Lakh Agas Agas. It is Patala Patal Lakh Agas Agas. Okay? That is where the comma is. Patala Patal Lakha agasa agas. There are worlds and worlds and universes beyond this. Haji. From what I've learned, that may be so, but from what I've learned from the scholars and from the... So anyway, so we can discourse on this, but we need to... Haji. Of course, it doesn't change the essence of this particular tuk. Yeah, it won't change the essence, but there are many tuks in the Guru Granth Sahib that if you don't do your bisram, it will change the whole essence of that sentence. Yeah. So the importance is that we must learn how to do it. And we can. It's good that aapa discussion kar rahe ki kithe hona chahiye, hori honi chahiye, aise ch koi mari cheez nahi, but we can... Haji, oh bhi theek hai, haji. Patala pata lakh agasa agas, odak odak. Guru Sahib kehnde ne ke if the Veds could search and search, they would die over and over again trying to find out what the creation, number of creations are. Says 18 kehan kateba, Muslims say there are 18,000 worlds. But Guru Sahib says, no, in reality there is only one universe. Lekha hoi ta likhe, lekha hoi vinas, nanak vada akhiye ape jane aap. If anybody knows this, then it is God Himself. So Guru Sahib disappeared 3 days. You all know about it. And we all discussed a little bit that he was summoned to God. And we will talk about it a little bit later on. And what did he declare when he came back after 3 days? Na ko Hindu, na Musliman. It was something very relevant and very important. And we will look at the next... a few minutes about what that really means, because it was significant. Koi banda 3 din chal jaye jis tarah Guru Sahib gaye ne te us to baad apne mukharbin cho ehi lafz likhe ke hindu na hindu hai na musliman, ehde vich koi antar hovega. There has to be something significant within that Guru Nanak has proclaimed when he came back after seeing God, ke there is no Hindu and there is no Muslims. Now, in order to realize the essence of Sikhi, what I'm trying to do is to show you what we are not and what Guru Nanak Patshah ji rejected, totally rejected. Guru Sahib ne kehi cheez nu kya ke es cheez es passe rakh do, es di koi value nahi hagi. And the first thing is that all the other religions are based on texts. Unna di text books hai gane, jis tra musalmana da Quran hai, Hindua da Ved ne, Puran ne, Shastar ne, Testaments ne, and so on and so on. And the first thing that, one of the first things that the Guru Sahib has done is to totally reject all other texts that exist in the world. We will see through the Guru's words himself. Guru Sahib kandane, Siri Raag Mahala Pehla, again Guru Nanak Pastor Ji da Shabad hai, पंडित वाचे पोथियां ना बुझे विचार अन को मति दे चले माया का व्यापार कथनी झूठी जग पवे रहनी शब्द सोसार केते पंडित ज्योत की बेदे बेदा करे विचार वाद विरोध सलहान दे वादे आवन जान बिन गुर कर्म ना छुटसी कह सुन आकु खान. And in this, Guru Sahib has concluded that the pandits read their religious texts. They have no understanding of the truth, the Shabad Naam, na buje vichar. The world is now engulfed in falsehood. Kathni chuti, jag pave. Sari world is living in falsehood, listening to their discourses and their arguments. And Guru Sahib has said, without the true Guru, bin gur karam na chutsi. Without the true Guru, there is no liberation. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj ne ki kya? Pahin gahe, jab te tumre, tab te kahun, aante nahi aniyo. Bolo, Ram, Rahim, Puran, Quran, anek kahe man, ek na maniyo. Simrat, Sastar, Ved, Sabay, Baha Ped kahe, hum ek na janiyo. Sirius paan, kirpa tumri, karmaina keho, sab toye bikhaniyo. So Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj has not said anything different to Guru Nanak Patshah Ji. In fact, Guru Nanak Patshah Ji ne kya, Guru Gobind Singh has taken his khanda out and he's saying it, I'll tell you what, I won't mix my words up. He won't mix his words up. Jere Guru Sikh Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj di bani japde ne, te onanu pata hoyega ke jithe Guru Sahib kathan karde ne, they do not mix their words up. They are absolutely direct. Very sweet, but very direct. Te Guru Patshah Ji, ਇਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਰਾਗ ਮਹਿਲਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਅਗੇਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਮਨ ਹਟ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਕੇਤੀਆਂ ਕੇਤੇ ਵੇਦ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਕਾਊਂਟਲੈਸ ਸਟਬਨ ਸੋ ਕਾਲਡ ਇੰਟੈਲੀਜੈਂਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਰੀਡ ਦ ਵੇਦਸ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਇੰਟੈਂਗਲਮੈਂਟਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਪੁੱਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਸੋਲਸ ਇਨਟੂ ਪਾਹੀਂਗੇ ਜਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਮਰੇ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਐਨੀਵੇ ਦ ਵਨ ਟੋਕ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਮੋਸਟ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਰਾਮ ਰਾਮ ਐਸ ਰਹੀਮ ਦੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ ਦੇ ਯੂਜ਼ ਫੋਰ ਗੋਡ Ram, Rahim, Puran and Quran, the Purans of the Hindus and the Quran of the Muslims. Many people say, and Guru Sahib says, I do not recognize any one of them. Simrat, Sastar, Ved, Sabay, Bahoped, Kehem, Ekna, Janyo. All of the books of the Hindus and the Muslims say plenty, but I do not recognize any of them as truth. That I only recognize the one and only truth, that's Akal Purkh, Vaheguru. So this is what Guru Sahib is saying. And in this Shabad, Sache Aure Sabko Upar Sach Achar, truth is higher than everything. And if you read the Shabad, it is actually also referring to these so-called Veds and Purans and Qurans, these texts. Guru Sahib kehnde ke jehda sach hai, it is above all of these. Te ona te upar is the actual living truthfulness, which is the Sikhi da rasta. So Guru Patshah Ji hor agge kathan karde ne, Sastar, Simrat, Ved, Char, Mukhagar, Vichre, Tape tapishar jogi tirat gavan kare. That reciting the Shastras and Veds brings no merit. There is no merit, not worth reading these Shastras. Being a yogi and running off to the mountains does not bring any merit. It is useless. If you go to pilgrimages, khat karma te dogune puja karta nai, rangna lagi pavram, ta sarpar narke jai. And that ceremonial bathings and going to the tirats does not bring any value at all. And above all, Guru Sahib the akhirli line de vich kehnde ne ke if you do all of these, you will go to hell. Sarpe narke jai. That by doing all of these things, there is only one gate that is open to you, and that's not heaven. So Guru Sahib has rejected all the texts of other religions outright. Guru Sahib then has also rejected all the rituals and empty practices of these religions. Guru Sahib says, Jano nahi paave, kavan bata, man khoj marag. Guru Arjan Dev Ji apne man nu sabodhan karke keh rahe ke man, I don't know what pleases Vaheguru. My mind seek the way. So Guru Sahib is saying it on our behalf. And what is it in this Shabad that Guru Sahib is showing that it is of useless penance to do these things are of no consequence. Guru Sahib Kandane, self-taught meditative practices, those who just argue about religion, those who are like yogis, those who run away into the mountains, those who just want to remain silent, those who do not want to get married, and they think there's some spirituality attached to that. Those who are sannyasis, those who are udasis, who live in detachment from the world, those who form the Hindu praises, those who read the Vedas, those who go about the world naked, those who don't even sleep, who think that by sleeping they will be led away from God, those who bathe in pilgrimages, those who do fasts, those who are hermits, those who call themselves wise. Guru Sahib kehnde ke itne jyada log ne oh apne aap nu koi vi ghat nahi khanda. Nobody says that he is any less than anybody else. They all say we are better than everyone else. In this Shabad, Guru Sahib says no one admits to any deficiency. They all say that they've reached God. But Guru Sahib, aap keh rahe ne, Guru Arjan Dev Ji, that I have abandoned all of these above. All of these above I have abandoned. And what have I done? I have sought the sanctuary of the true Guru, Guru Nanak. So Guru Pashya Ji kehnde ne ke all of these things lead you to absolutely nowhere. And addressing the Manmukhs, the Muslims, Guru Sahib ne is shabad vich, Guru Nanak Pashya Ji shabad haga, allows everybody to pay attention. Huh? Thoda, because it won't take too long, and then you can meet your friends and have a look at other things after this. But Guru Nanak Pashya Ji, is shabad vich, they are addressing the Muslims. And if you read through it, there's one line that I want you to pay attention to. That is, Sare Sariyat Kare Bichar Bin Buje Kaise Paave Paar. Some think about religious rituals and regulations. Musamana de vich Quran ta ik paase rehgi, but Quran to upar, they look at their book called the Sharia. That is the code of conduct. And it was through the Sharia that Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj, de chote sahib jade nu jadi tasir de kem ashid kite gaye san, they referred not to the Quran, but they looked at the Sharia and said, what does the Sharia say that we should punish the Guru Sahib's children with? So Guru Nanak Pashya Ji says to them, ke, of what use is all of this? Without understanding, how on earth are you going to reach God? Let sincerity be your faith. And instead of bowing down to a certain place, there is no benefit in this. And Guru Sahib's conclusion from this Shabad, that he has rejected the code of conduct of the Muslims, Shariat nu reject kita gaya. Guru Sahib has also rejected their facing the Kaaba. They all over the world, they face this one way. The Guru Sahib kehnde ne ki thode andar sincerity nahi hagi, thode andar dharm nahi haga, thode andar santokh nahi haga, daya nahi hagi, tusi ik paase sajda kari jande ne, oda ki lekha? What is the point of that? So Guru Nanak has rejected that this in his Shabad. Guru Sahib also advocated sincerity in prayer. And his reference was that God is everywhere. The reference is to Kaaba, that God is not just in this one place that you call the house of God. And in the next Shabad, Guru Sahib, Paath Padhyo aur Ved Vichariyo Nival Puyangam Sade. Guru Sahib says that the Vedas, the sacred texts of the Hindus, yoga, the cleaning techniques of controlling the breath, you cannot escape from the five passions, which is Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh. This is not Pyare, Inbid, Milan Na Jai. How simple can Guru Sahib say it to us? He says, by doing this, you cannot reach God. Pyare, Inbid, Milan Na Jai, Main Kiye Karam Aneka. I have done all of these. I have seen it all. You cannot reach God by doing this. You cannot reach God by becoming silent, or being naked, or begging, or visiting pilgrimages. Because duality, dubda, can never go away like this. You can give as many gifts as you like. Apa samjhe ke daan deke na sade paap utar jange. Guru Sahib says no. You can literally donate £500,000 for a gurdwara to be built. If you think by doing that you'll be saved, you're wrong. Because kam kartuta koi hor hon, te paise tusi de dan. Guru Sahib says no. Giving gifts, charitable donations, no matter kitne bhi charitable hon. This is not saying ki don't do it. Guru Sahib kehnde ki nirmal karma honi chahiye ne. Nirmal karma hon, the right action, you can do whatever. That's fine. But if you think by just giving that you can reach salvation, Guru Sahib has rejected this. Guru Sahib has rejected the giving of gold, women, horses, elephants, corn, clothes. He says it will not lead you to God at all. Guru Sahib has also said in this one Shabad that by doing puja, by doing all this matha tekna, doing 84 postures of yoga and extending your life, you cannot escape life and death. You can also be royal, you can be a prince, you can be wealthy. You can live in beautiful palaces. And Guru Sahib says, all of this will lead you to the gates of hell. So the conclusion in this Shabad, Guru Sahib kehnde ne, har kirat sad sangat hai. The ultimate action that needs to be done, and it is a true path, Guru Sahib says, har kirat sad sangat hai, sir karman ke karma. That by singing kirtan and gurbani in the presence of the Guru and satsang is the highest action of all of these. Then all of these, all the above is rejected. Guru Sahib, Guru Arjan Dev Ji kehnde ne, in a different Shabad, karam, dharm, pakhand jo disai, tin jam, jagati lute. Says, kot tirath majan ishnana. There are, you can go to thousands and thousands of tirats and pilgrimages. Kot tirath majan ishnana is kal mein mal prijai. The more you do of these pilgrimages, the more filth that you acquire. It's the opposite to what people think that's going to happen. Guru Sahib kehnde ne, ved, katev, simrit, sab sastra in padhya, mukhna hoi. How simple can the Guru's message be? If you ask me, oh, what will happen to the Hindus now because they read their shastras? Or what will happen to the poor Muslims now? They read their Qurans. Well, I'm sorry, but Guru Arjan Dev Ji says, ved, katev, that's the Hindus' shastras and Veds. Katev is the Muslim books. Ved, katev, simrit, sab sastra in padhya, mukhna hoi. That if you read these books, you will not get salvation. Can that be more straightforward? Can it be any more straightforward than that? By reading these books, you will not achieve salvation. And in the end of the Shabad, Guru Arjan Dev Ji says, Gurmukh Naam Jape. By repeating the Naam through Guru Nanak's Bakshish, Gurmukh Naam. Gurmukh Naam Jape Udre, So Kalme Kat Kat Nanak Manja. By repeating Naam through the Guru's word, it is the only way to salvation. So Guru Sahib also rejected the notion of tirats. And we will quickly look at this. He says, you may chant and meditate, practice austerities and self-restraint, and dwell in sacred shrines of pilgrimages. As you plant, so you will harvest, and you will waste your human life away. Sins cannot be washed away in water. Can that be more clear? You cannot commit sins, chhoot, ninda, chugliyan, paap, bakhili. Te tusi samjho ke main ishnan karke mere paap dhote gaye ne, kithe likhya hai? Kaun kehnda hai ke paani de naal dhoke ke thode paap utar jange? Guru Sahib has rejected this. Instead, Hardeep Singh said on Monday, pariye mat papa ke o tope nave ke rang. You cannot clean your sins or your souls by going into waters. Tirath vart such sanjam nahi karam taram nahi puja. Pilgrimages, fast, purifications. These are empty worships, Guru Sahib keh rahe. Guru Sahib keh rahe, tirath nata kya kare man mein mail guman. What use is having these, going to these pilgrimages when your mind is full of filth? What about all of this? Guru Sahib says, ke kare vibhut lagave pasme. By putting dust on yourself, you think you can become pure? Guru Sahib says, no. Antar krodh chandal so home. With deep within you, there is anger and home. How can you clean your soul by doing this? Pandit pakhand kine jog na paye, bin satgur alakh na paya. Practicing hypocrisy, yoga can't be obtained. Without the true Guru, you cannot find God. What about Kundalini? I know many people have been practicing Kundalini yoga. Guru Sahib says, Nyoli karampu yangam pati. Inner cleansing techniques to clean the energy to raise your Kundalini to the 10th gate. Guru Sahib says, Rechak, Chumbak, Purak, Manhati. Inhaling, exhaling, holding the breath. Does that afford you any blessing? Guru Sahib says no. Guru Sahib says by empty hypocrisy practices, you cannot find taram. It is only through the Guru's word. Pakhand taram preet nahi. Harsyu preet nahi harsyu gur shabad maha ras paya. It only through the Guru's shabad can you achieve this. What about shaving your head? How many children, their heads are shaved when they are born because it is deemed purification? The Muslims do it, the Jews do it, and I think that some parts of some Catholicism and Christians do it also. And Hindus, of course, yeah. Here's my friend. And Guru Sahib says, ke mund mundai jo sidh pai, then what about all the sheep? What about all the sheep? They get shaved off every season. Why haven't they found God? Nagan firdh jo paiye jog banka mirg mukt sabho. Guru Sahib says that if you think by becoming naked, then what about all the animals in the world? Why haven't they found salvation? And Guru Sahib says, bind raakh jo tariye pai, that if you think by not having children, by being celibate, that you can reach God. Guru Sahib says that why haven't the transvestites reached God? Yeah, he says, khusre kyu na paramgat pai? Khusre nu kyu ni rab milya? Je tu sikhne ke shadi ni karni, vyah ni karna, oh, bada gurmukh haya hai, nita vyah ni kita. Wow. Ehde bache ni lai, nita ek apri aurat de naal koi sang ni kita, he hasn't had any relationship with a woman. Oh, he must be chaddi kala sikh. Must be a real baba. Pajama ni panda. But Guru Sahib says, okay, if you think ke bind raakh jo tariye pai, then what about the khusre? Khusre ni kyu ni rab milya? Guru Sahib kehnde, Guru Sahib ne aap shadi kiti, anand kita. Guru Sahib ne aap kol bache san. They lived a normal human life. They had a relationship with a woman. Why is it so wrong? This is the pakhand that is beginning to exist in our religion. We'll talk about that in the discussion. I've got a few things more to go ahead, and I'm going to steamroll in the next 5 minutes. Bhagat Kabir ji kehnde ne ke, why have you shaved mind? Somebody asked ke Bhagat Kabir ji might have been a Muslim. And I'm going to quote Bhagat Kabir ji now, and you tell me if you think he's a Muslim. Okay? Kabir ji says, okay, you have not shaved your mind, so why do you shave your head? Right? Whatever you do is done through your mind. Why don't you shave your mind? What about paan? Supari. Guru Sahib has rejected the use of all intoxicants, drugs, alcohol, tobacco. Has any other religion in this world condemned these except for Sikhism? No one. If Sikhism had been taken up as the true path 500 years ago, we perhaps would not have seen the scourge of AIDS, HIV, hepatitis, cancer of the lung, cancer of the liver, alcohol, hepatitis. These are all due to these drugs. No other religion bans them. And I did say right at the beginning, why do we settle for something that is not complete? The other religions are not complete. Sikhism is the only complete religion in and out. All of these things have been condemned by the gurus. Guru Sahib has also rejected Islamic practices. He says that where have the Hindus and Muslims come from? Who put them on their different paths? Think of this and contemplate with in your mind men of evil intentions. He calls the Muslims and Hindus of the time evil. Who will go to heaven and hell? Qazis, have you read your books? Such scholars and students have all died and none of them have discovered the inner meaning. And Guru Sahib then goes on to say that because of the love of women, that a circumcision is done. And Bhagat Kabir ji says that, no, if God wanted me to be a Muslim, I would have had a circumcision done while I was born. But that was not done. You don't circumcise women, and you consider those people who are not circumcised as Hindus. So, the logic is that all you Muslims are actually born from Hindus. That your women are not circumcised, they're Hindus. You are born of a Hindu, and you call yourselves Muslims of being circumcised? No, Bhagat Kabir ji totally rejects this. Kabir hai pakri tek ram ki turk rahe pachhari. Bhagat Kabir ji states that Muslims have utterly failed in their effort to reach God. Turk rahe pachhari, and that Bhagat Kabir ji has fallen at the feet of God himself. In this shabad, but pooj Hindu muhe, turk muhe sirnai. Worshipping their idols, the Hindus have died. The Muslims have died, bowing their heads to the Kaaba. And in this shabad, Guru Sahib, Bhagat Kabir ji says, the Hindus cremate the dead, the Muslims bury them. He says, the world is like a deep pit, dark. All the four sides, death has it in its grasp. Reciting their poems, the poets die. The Jatataris, they die. The yogis die with their matted hair. Even they do not know Waheguru. The kings die. The pandits die. Without Waheguru's Naam, everything is in ruin. Without Naam, Bhagat Kabirji says, who shall find God? In this Shabad, Bhagat Kabirji says that the Hindus and Muslims will all die, wasting their meaningless lives with rituals and hypocrisy. Idol worship is condemned in the Shabad. Bowing your head down towards one Mecca and Kaaba is condemned. Did you know that the Kaaba contains a stone called the Sang Aswad? In essence, the Muslims are actually bowing down to this idol, and the Kaaba actually contained many idols before Muhammad took over the Kaaba. And Allah was the name of an idol, and so he's called his God Allah. And Guru Sahib has condemned all of this. Without Naam, through Nanak, all of these have been rejected by Bhagat Kabirji. And was he a Muslim? I ask you. Guru Sahib has also rejected fasting. And some would have you believe that Sikhs actually accept fast. That is absolutely not true. Guru Sahib says, Chode an kare pakhand, tajye an na mile gopal. By fasting, you will not reach God. I know I have now gone past my time, and I'm going to, if I may, just conclude now. I will just go through these extremely quickly and go to the point where I would like to. This Shabad actually talks about halal, and that you kill animals, but Bhagat Kabirji says, do you really kill? Because when you kill this animal and you say that this has been slaughtered in the name of God, who are you killing? The soul never dies, so who have you killed? What good is this purification act? Why do you bother to wash your face? Why do you bother to bow your head to the mosque? Your heart is full of hypocrisy. What good are your prayers, a pilgrimage to Mecca? You are impure. Tu na paak. Paak nahi sujya. You do not understand Waheguru. You do not know his mastery. Says Kabir, you have missed out on paradise. Your mind is set on hell. Was Bhagat Kabirji a Muslim? The conclusions from this are as we said. Hajj has been totally condemned in Gurbani. Kabir Hajj Kaabe ko jaye tha. Aage milya khudai. This is really quite funny. Bhagat Kabirji is quite funny in his writing. He says, I was going along to the pilgrimage to Mecca and God met me. And he says, he scolded me and said, who told you to do that? Didn't you know that I was with you? You don't have to go to the Hajj to Mecca to find me. And this is another one. And this probably is one of the most fundamental quotes that I will give you from Gurbani. And it was written by Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And it says that I am neither a Hindu nor a Muslim. And it's Pairo Mehla Panjma. And I will read this through with you. He says, I do not keep fasts. This is Guru Arjan Dev Ji. I do not keep fasts. I do not keep the month of Ramadan. I serve only Waheguru, who will protect me in the end. There is only one Lord. He is my Allah. Ek gusai Allo mera. He administers justice to both the Hindus and Muslims. I do not make pilgrimages to Mecca. I do not worship at the Hindu shrines. I only serve one God and no other. I do not perform the Hindu puja. I do not offer the Muslim prayer. I have taken the one formless Lord into my heart. I humbly worship him there. And then most profoundly, Guru Sahib says, Na hum Hindu, na Musliman. I am not a Hindu. I am not a Muslim. My body and breath of life belong to Waheguru Allah Ram. Says Kabir, this is what I say. Meeting with the Guru, my spiritual teacher, I have realized my God, that I have reached God. If you say that this is quotes from Bani, what about other historical evidence? Moshan Fani was at the time of Guru Sahib. He lived among Guru Sahib, and he writes in his book Dagistan-e-Mazhabi, and he says, he's a Muslim fanatic, He says that Sikhs have no faith in idols. They do not read the mantras of the Hindus. They do not believe in Hindu mantra jantars or temples. They do not believe in Hindu avatars. They have no regard for Sanskrit as a sacred language. What about Bhai Gurdas Ji? Bhai Gurdas Ji wrote the Adbir. And Bhai Gurdas Ji says in some of his words, the Guru's panth is distinct. It cannot be mixed with others. Members of both sects are selfish, that's Hindus and Muslims, Bhai Gurdas Ji writes this. They are jealous, proud, bigoted and violent. Neither shall find liberation from transmigration. They will die and they will be born again. Qazi Nur Muhammad, he was around 1765, and he writes in Jangnama that the manners and the ways of the Sikhs are very distinct. They are not from Hindus or from Muslims. And Qazi Nur Muhammad himself was witness to 1699 of Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj's creation of the Khalsa. Nanpur Sahib Vikhe, Qazi Nur Muhammad was there. He wrote to Aurangzeb, te usnu unne ki likhya? He says that Guru Gobind Singh ji ne e likhya. I've translated this in English. He says that Guru Gobind Singh stood among 20 to 80,000 people and he said these words. This is according to Qazi Nur Muhammad, 1765 he died. He says, I wish, Guru Gobind Singh Karene, I wish you all to embrace one creed and follow one panth, rising above all the differences of all the religions that are now being practiced. Let the four castes of the Hindus lay them down. For them in the Shastras, abandon them altogether and adopt the way of Guru Nanak. Be of mutual help and cooperation to each other. Mix freely with one another. Let no one think that he is more superior than the other. Do not follow any of the old scriptures. Do not go to the Ganga and other places of pilgrimages, which are deemed holy in the Hindu religion. Do not worship the Hindu deities Rama, Krishna, Brahma and Durga. All should cherish the faith and the teachings of Guru Nanak. Let men of the four jats receive my baptism of the double sword, the khanda. Eat from the one vessel. Do not feel aloofness from contempt for one another. And this is what this Qazi Nur Muhammad Sahib has said. Was this a revelation? Well, Guru Nanak Pasha has said, Jaisi main aave, khasam ki bani, that as the Lord wishes me to say, so I am saying. Sach ki bani Nanak akhe, sach sunaisi, sach ki bela. This is the right time for me to say this. And Guru Nanak Pasha ji writes in his own words, Haunta di vekar kare laya, that I was a minstrel without any service. And when he disappeared for 3 days, Guru Nanak Pasha ji says in the Shabad that God took me to himself and assigned me a task. He told me that I am to sing Waheguru's gun day and night. He summoned me to his dargah, ta di sache mahal khasam bulaya, that he summoned me to his dargah, to the presence where God was himself. And he dressed me up in the robes of his praise and glory. What did he give me? Sacha Amrit Naam Pojan Aya, that he gave me this Naam. When I told you that this Naam has come from God, Guru Nanak has told us in Bani that when he went to God on those 3 days and he saw God, Amo Samne, God gave him this Naam. Sacha Amrit Naam Pojan Aya. And then God told Guru Nanak Dev Ji to go and eat from this Naam. Matlab us Amrit nu khao, piyo. Who was the Gurmukh yesterday doing that Shabad Chim Chim Vase? Amritara. Yeah? Chim Chim Vase Amritara ke Amrit di Boond. It is like dripping. That Naam is dripping and you drink from it. You eat from it. And Guru Nanak says that this minstrel, this Tadi or Guru Nanak, has been sent to this world to spread Naam. And Guru Sahib says that in the Shabad that now I have attained God. Now these things about revelation in Sikhism is about not only from Bani, but Guru Sahib has stated, he has disclosed this, he has affirmed this, he has conviction and testimonies that Sikhism is a revealed religion and it is the word of God. Because Guru Granth Sahib Ji actually is the embodiment of the Guru's teachings. Jyun bulaye, tyun boliye, ja aap bulaye soye. Gurmukh bani brahm hai. The bani is brahm itself. The gurbani is God itself. Ho apo bol na janda, mehkeha, sab hukmai jiyo. And that is why the Guru Sahib then says, Sadhguru ki bani, sat sat kar mano. That, oh my Sikhs, please believe that the whole of bani is in essence God himself, and to believe it as the truth. So what are the prominent features of this religion? It's a revealed word of God in Guru Granth Sahib. It has a Harmandir Sahib and a Akal Takht, which is spiritual center. It has a nation, the Khalsa nation. It believes in Sangat. It believes in Pangat. It believes in Shabad Guru, the doctrine of a holy word. It has a distinct language. It has a Nishan, a distinct flag. It has a legacy of martyrs, of shaheeds. It has a ceremonial sword, a kirpan, a khanda. It has its own code of conduct and customs. And in Gurbani, Guru Nanak says, Nanak Raj Chalaya, Sach Kot Satani Nivde, that he built this kingdom, this panth, on a true fortress where the foundations are strong. In this faith, the essence is of Naam Japna, Vand Chakna, and Kirat Karni. Guru Arjan Dev Ji himself fed the poor. Guru Sahib themselves. I don't see any Babe going to the Langar and serving Langar. Have you seen any Babe going there? Have you seen any of these Radha Swamis and Namtaris and Chute Gurus going and serving their Sikhs, serving their devotees? No. Our Gurus did everything. Our Guru Sahibs even Jodhyadi Seva Karde San. Our Gurus even gave baths to their Sikhs. Our Gurus even dressed their horses of their Sikhs. This is Guru Arjan Dev Ji serving the Sikh who did the most seva in the Harmandir Sahib. This is Mata Khivi, who is serving the Langar herself. This is Guru Amar Das Ji, who founded leper colony and healed the sick. And this is Guru Ram Das Ji serving the leper colony around Amritsar Sahib. This is Guru Arjan Dev Ji himself doing the seva of Harmandir Sahib. This is Bhai Gurdas Ji and Guru Arjan Dev Ji writing the Guru Granth Sahib. And then this is Guru Arjan Dev Ji himself doing the Shahidi, not expecting that his Sikhs will die first. So in an ideal life, what is there for a Sikh? There is Naam, devotion, and ultimate devotion to Vaheguru. There is Daan, giving something of themselves, not just money, but something of themselves to other people who need it more than them. There is purity of mind and their body. Apne man nu vi dhona, apne tan nu vi dhona. Which is why apna shnan kar dene. Seva karni, to serve the whole of mankind, not just yourselves. Simran karna, sacrifice karna, tan, man, te tan de naal. Satsang karna, to keep the company of other gursikhs. And what has this given to us? I've written here, an assured survival through the revealed word. What does this mean? Can I point this out? This is the last conclusion. That did you know that in Gurbani, Guru Nanak Patshah Ji has prophesied the kingdom of Sikhism ruling the world? That one day, that the earth, this earth, is going to be ruled by the Shabad, and that all those people who take refuge in the Shabad will be saved. And all those who don't take refuge in this world, the Shabad will not be saved. But Guru Nanak Patshah has gone one step further. He says there will come a time. Ek din avega is kaljug de vich, that there everybody is going to be saved. How will they be saved? They will be saved through the Guru's word. Guru Sahib has said there is no other taram besides Guru Nanak's Khalsa taram, which is true. The whole of mankind will be saved through the Guru's teachings, and one day through the word, through Naam, the whole of the world will be saved. And you ask me why, where? Guru Sahib dasrane choho juga ka hun nabeda. Now this is the essence of the teachings of the four ages for the human race. The name of the one Lord is the greatest treasure. Nar munukha nu ek nidana jat sanjam tirat ona juga ka taram hai kal mein kirat har nama. Celibacy, not marrying, self-discipline with yoga and pilgrimages were the essence of dharma in those past ages. But in the dark age of this Kaljug, the praise of the Lord through Naam is the essence of the true religion, dharma. Jug jug apo apna dharma hai. Sod vekho, देखो वेद पुराण ईच एंड एवरी एज हैज इट्स ओन एसेंस ऑफ धर्म ऑफ रिलीजन स्टडी द वेद एंड द पुराण्स एंड यू विल सी दैट दिस इज व्हाट इवन दे से गुरमुख जिनी ध्याया हर हर जगते पूरे परवाना इट इज ओनली द गुरमुख हु मेडिटेट ऑन वाहेगुरु इन दिस वर्ल्ड दैट आर परफेक्ट एंड अप्रूव्ड एंड गुरु साहब सेज एको धर्म दृढ़ सच कोई देर इज ओनली वन रिलीजन ऑफ धर्म लेट एवरी वन ग्रास्प दिस ट्रूथ किसी ने भी भुलेखा ना पवे कि दुनिया के विच कोई दो धर्म ने देर इज ओनली वन धर्म एको धर्म दृढ़ सच कोई वह कहड़ा है गुरमत पूरा जुग जुग होई देर इज ओनली सोई गुरमत पूरा जुग जुग सोई देर इज ओनली वन धर्म एंड दैट इज द धर्म ऑफ गुरु द गुरुज वे द गुरुज टीचिंग्स शो द ट्रू परफेक्ट वे एंड दिस इज द वे इट इज ऑफ ऑल द एजेस एंड गुरु साहब ने फिर एक शब्द के विच अखीर दे विच क्या है कि कल युग उधारिया गुरुदेव कल युग उधारिया गुरुदेव दैट द होल ऑफ कल युग हैज बीन सेव्ड मल मूत मूर जे मुग्ध होते सब लगे तेरी सेव एंड इन दिस शब्द गुरु साहब सेज अ टाइम विल कम व्हेन गॉड अपॉइंटेड द धर्म राजा द पर्सन हु विल कीप अकाउंट्स फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस ही विल सिट देयर एंड ही विल टियर अप हिज papers and say to God that everything has been finished. I have no work to do now because Guru Nanak has gone to the world and everybody in the Kaljug has been converted through Naam and I have no other work to do here. All the Lekha has been finished. And this is a Shabad written in the Guru Granth Sahib and Guru Nanak Pasaji has prophesied that one day Taram Raja will become so amazed and he will go up to God and say, I have no other work done because Guru Nanak has finished all the work on earth. And all of mankind has been saved. Can you get another better religion or more inspired than this? I think not. And I leave you with thinking about this. And perhaps we can have a talk about this further in the next few minutes. But there is no other taram. Let there be no mistake. Ek Vaheguru hai, ek Guru hai. Ek Naam hai, ek Panth hai. Ek koi rasta hai. There is no two. एक धर्म है दो धर्म कदे नहीं हुए दो रब कदे नहीं हुए देर कैन बी ओनली वन पाथ देर इज ओनली वन पाथ जेडे बोलते ना कि सिख कहते हैं कि यह भी ठीक है वह भी ठीक है मैं पूछ रहा कि कितने लिखा हुआ कौन कह रहा कि यह भी ठीक है कौन कह रहा हाँ तुम सिर भी मुन लो कौन कह रहा कि हज भी चल जाओ कौन कह रहा हदवार भी चल जाओ कौन कह रहा कि तुम फास्ट भी रख लो कौन कह रहा कि पूजा भी कर लो कौन कह रहा तंबाकू भी यूज कर लो कौन कह रहा शराब भी पी लो कौन कह रहा कौन कह रहा कोई नहीं कह रहा तुम आप कह रहे क्योंकि गुरु नहीं कह रहा गुरु कह रहा एको धर्म दृढ़ सब सोई कोई गुरमत पूरा जुग जुग होई क्योंकि आज्ञा भई अकाल की तवी चलायो पंथ सब सिखों को हुक्म है गुरु मानियो ग्रंथ गुरु ग्रंथ जी मानियो प्रगट गुरां की दे जो प्रभु को मिल वो चाहे खोज शब्द मैले देर इज नो अदर टू वेज देर इज ओनली वन पाथ एंड यू ऑल आर डेस्टिन फॉर दैट पाथ यू आर saved because you have been brought to that path and I congratulate you and I am at Guru Sahib do ardas ke Guru Sahib ne sanu sikh dharm de vich sanu paida kita hai sade te hor kripa ho jave and coming to these camps like that maybe we will take up the challenge of being on this path that Guru Sahib has shown us which is the only way to our salvation pul chuk dikhma wahe guru ji ka khalsa wahe guru ji ki fateh
Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. I thank Guru Ji for a truly inspirational note to finish on in terms of the formal lectures for the camp. We're obviously running a little bit behind. Guru Ji was very shrewd actually in his planning. He borrowed my watch to put on here, you see. So I didn't know how long we were running over. A lot of the time. But what I would suggest now, the next session that we've got is actually a question and answer session, open session, where we're going to answer some of what we feel are the most relevant and appropriate questions from the question box, but at the same time we'll pick up some of the issues of Viji's talk and indeed any other issues people have during that session. So now I would suggest that we immediately go to the break, but we try and make our way back here for sort of no later than 10 to 12. One final point before you all rush off is each year we try and get a few a camper testimonials on video. So if this bloke here comes up to you with a video camera and asks you what you thought of the camp, tell him what you thought. But just remember it's on video and we'll find you afterwards. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa. Vaheguru Ji Ki Fatah.